This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. School has started for most Colorado children, and on the minds of many kids is whether or not they will be bullied. Colorado has strong laws to prevent bullying, but not all districts follow them. CPR's education reporter Jenny Brundine is here to tell us about that. She stops by to share ideas and trends on her beat. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Ryan.
And let's start this chat about bullying with news of a film director who's coming to town.
That's right. Lee Hirsch directed the documentary Bully that's out in theaters now. But the film's also being used to jumpstart conversations around bullying in schools. This film captures the suffering of bullying victims, the frustration of their parents, and in some cases, the really devastating grief when bullying ends a life.
Pretty much a good day for me would be people leaving their hands off of me.
They punch me in the jaw, they strangle me, they knock things out of my hand, sit on me. I feel like I belong somewhere else.
So kids and adults who've seen the documentary say it's really powerful, and the filmmaker believes it can be a catalyst for change given that 13 million kids will be bullied in schools this year. Hirsch is coming to Denver next Wednesday, September 12th, to lead a community conversation and show excerpts of his film. And a group called Facing History, which does a lot of work in schools, is also holding a free workshop September 19th on how educators can foster empathy, and it'll use the film Bully.
And we'll put links, information to those events on our website, cpr.org. Jenny, you talk about 13 million kids being bullied across the country. What do we know about bullying specifically in Colorado schools?
In a 2011 survey, a Colorado Healthy Kids survey of more than 1,500 high school students, it shows that one-fifth of students reported they'd been bullied on school property in the past 12 months. And for middle school, it's a shocking 44%.
So about 20% of students in high school, 44% in middle school, a rough time. One group of kids that experiences high levels of bullying, as we know, are gay youth. Are there any surveys or numbers about that population in particular?
Yes. The latest statistics are from a 2007 National School Climate Survey. And again, these statistics are quite disturbing. 99% of LGBT students sometimes, often, or frequently heard the word gay used in a negative way, such as that's so gay. Two-thirds of students were verbally harassed because of how they express their gender. About a third were physically harassed because of their sexual orientation, and 20% were physically assaulted. And the film Bully, by the way, does look at one youth who is gay and who was assaulted.
As apparently 20% of gay youth are.
I wasn't welcomed at church. I'm not welcomed in a lot of people's homes. All they see is gay. Six older guys driving in their mom's minivan.
They're mostly jocks.
Yeah, I went in the road, and instead of slowing down or stopping to talk to me, they sped up, and I flew onto the windshield. I couldn't have got hit by, you know, something cool, like a Jeep or something. I couldn't get hit by a minivan.
Humor is a survival tool there, I suppose.
That's right. And there's still a lot of fear, though, around this issue. More than half of students who were harassed or assaulted in school never reported it to school staff and never even told a family member about it.
We're really holding it in. When kids report harassment, though, or being assaulted to school authorities, does anything happen? Any measure of that?
Well, according to the school climate survey, only a third of kids said reporting the harassment resulted in effective intervention by school staff. So not much action.
Not only does this harassment impact these children mentally, but it's affecting their schoolwork, too.
Yes, the survey found that nearly 40% of LGBT students had skipped a class at least once in the past month because they felt unsafe.
Now, Colorado, I understand, has some of the strongest laws for protecting specifically gay youth in school in the country. Are those laws being followed in Colorado schools?
Well, first, we should say there are two laws schools are supposed to be following in this regard. About 4 years ago, Colorado lawmakers passed a law prohibiting discrimination based on sexual orientation. And about a year and a half ago, they passed a law requiring schools to put into place anti-bullying policies that specifically include gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered students.
Okay, so the first law is in general discrimination. The second is specifically related to bullying. And there was a survey completed this summer by the LGBT advocacy group One Colorado. And what did that survey find?
It surveyed all the state's 178 school districts, and they managed to hear back from most of them and found that just 37% of districts' bullying prevention policies include sexual orientation.
So these perhaps had not been updated since the law went into effect.
Yes.
Did the survey uncover any other information?
Well, the survey found 4 of the 10 largest districts, so that's Jefferson County, Denver, Aurora, and Douglas County, they have anti-bullying policies, but they haven't included the specific language sexual orientation in those policies. Some of those districts say they're working on it. Denver's very close to having theirs completed, or have said they've written language that they believe will cover all students for any reason, and that suffices. Mm. Colorado Springs, on the other hand, goes beyond the state requirements. So not only does it use the words sexual orientation, but also gender identity for those youth who might not feel they fit into a gender category.
Are there any consequences for districts if they don't include this language?
Well, Brad Clark, the executive director of One Colorado, says the law means they're supposed to, but in practice, including it, for example, as part of whether a school gets accredited or not, it's not really going to happen. So in an interview, he pointed out that he believes school administrators, teachers, and other groups are really committed to making schools safe for all kids, and that there doesn't appear to be any outright disagreement with the policy. But districts say, you know, they have dozens of priorities, they're in budget crisis right now, so usually the anti-bullying policy gets pushed aside. And so One Colorado is hopeful that more schools will come on board. Clark added this.
I think for some people, there's still an attitude out there that boys will be boys and that this is a rite of passage and that bullying is part of that. And I think that attitude needs to go away. And we need to do public education. We need more teachers and educators trained on how to stop bullying in schools.
You talk about schools that have written language they believe covers any student for any reason. So why does it matter if a school formally includes sexual orientation in its anti-bullying policies?
Well, according to One Colorado, research shows that students say they feel safer when sexual orientation is explicitly laid out.
Policy is one big step that a school often takes, sends a really clear message to students and parents and school staff that they're going to take these issues very seriously and that there's a way to actually resolve the issues. You know, many schools went beyond that in terms of training their teachers and training their administrators. Some schools have started gay-straight alliances, which has really helped create a different climate and culture within their school.
So research also shows that having a policy, training teachers, and having a gay-straight alliance or some kind of support network, the schools that have done those things report less bullying, less harassment, and less name-calling.
It strikes me that the elephant in the room here is that some kids are getting a message at home that it's not okay to be gay. You know, there's a lot of politically charged issues around this. And how you balance that message that kids may get with behavior at school.
Yes, in fact, Brad Clark did address that.
As a community, if there's one thing that we can agree on, if there's common ground on anything, and that is that kids should be safe from violence and harassment and taunting and torment in schools, like that should be a basic value that we all share. And what we know is that these policies do have a huge difference on the safety of young people in schools.
That's Brad Clark, the head of One Colorado. And Jenny Brundine, our education reporter, thanks so much for checking in with us.
Thank you, Ryan.
Again, there'll be information at cpr.org about the events around the film Bully.